thought the halacha is a bit sashacha, and it begins in Siman Zayin, it's a base. Brachas alayis in asechi vino, lo yibarach ashiyo yahayo. The brachas alayis in asechi vino, one time until Siman Zayin is a base. What should I make until they till Ashiyar Hayyan? Till it's daylight. Now in general, with the Berachas Hashachar, there's a Eden in the Shoinim and in the Paiskim. If we make the Berachas Hashachar, is it like a Berachas Nehenin as we're being Nehenna? Like the pastor of the Gemara's Mashma, that as each move you did from waking up in the morning, so on the Hana of it you made the bracha, or it's being made, and therefore someone who's not being henna from it will not make the bracha, or no, it's on Minhag Shalala, that there is in the world such a Hana, such a idea. Then even if you're not describing the bracha, you would make the bracha. For the lashon of the Rambam is mashma that only if you chayv in the bracha do you make the bracha. Tosfos on the Samach on base is mashma that the bracha of nesi asach bina you'd make even if you did not hear the call of tarnagol. It's on the hana of the light. But the other berachas hashacha, even if you're not nehena, you would not make a bracha. Right? So me in berachas anesi asach bina. Is even if you didn't hear the koltan go, but it's a bracha on the hana of the oira. But other brachas, if you were not nehena from the bracha itself, from what we've been baruch, you would not make the bracha. The Torah seems to bring it down. I'll say the hanhogis oila, kai neshama, it's a sachavina, reka aretz, mechet tzadeh. The halacha l'maisa seems like this, and this is what's going to play a role in a few machleksim. The mechaber seems to paskin like the Rambam l'chumra. If you didn't come chayv in the bracha, you do not make the bracha. The Ramah is chaylik on him, and the minig, the Prichar says the minig is like the Ramah, that even if you didn't come chayv in the bracha, you would still make the bracha itself. So now over here it says like this. So we're saying over there by nice and sech vino, you should not make it until it's yor hayim. Now, what? Why? Why should you wait until yor hayim? Because if the bracha is going on the R, so you should wait until there's R and then make the bracha on the R. However, the Mishabur brings down in Siman Mem Zayin, Sifkat and Laman Aleph, that from Achrayim, that this bracha you could also make if someone needs it, they can make it before Yar Hayyim. However, Lachatchila should wait until it's Yar Hayyim, unless he heard the Kol Tanigal. Unless he heard the Kol Tanigal. But Vidi Eved, his Yoitza, even if he did not hear the Kol Tanigal, as long as he made it after Chatzay Salayla. Before Chatzay Salayla, then even Vidi Eved, you would have to say it over, even if you heard the Kol Tanigal. But after Chatzay's, Vidi Eved, you'll be Yoitza. Now, in general, about the zman of all the other berachas hashachar, we didn't talk about it before here, but the zman of all the berachas hashachar. So, if someone wakes up before Or Hayoyim, he can make all the brachas. He can make all the brachas, even if he's waking up after chatzais. I'm sure they have the chatzais, and his das is. Even if his das is to go back to sleep after his Ashinas Keva, he still can make all these brachas and he won't have to make it again when he wakes up in the morning. Except for a Lekai Neshama and a Mavashina, those brachas he should wait until he's waking up to be awake. If he wants to say it then, he can say it then without a Shema Mach. Or Bidi Evet, if he woke up, if he did say the first time. So then there's a machlekes if you repeat it or not. And Mishra says, Safi Brachas Lakal, Tehunat Yukid. Right, so again, so a nice and second being the person should chatchil away until Yor Hayoyim. Wait until Yor Hayoyim. The other brach is, the other Berachas HaShachar, we're talking about the 15 Berachas HaShachar, one could make it already as long as he got up and it's Yerfa Chatzais. If he plans on going back to sleep as Shinas Keva, so then if he wants, he can make those brachas. Except the kind of shama mavashin, it's better than that. He should wait until he wakes up the second time. Now, what is the soif zman berachas hashachar? What's the end of the zman berachas hashachar? So that here we have a few shitas. There's a sheet that holds. It's like that has been like kriya shema. So it's until the end of the fourth hour. There's another sheet that holds. You have until chatzos. And there's another sheet that holds. You have the whole day. You have the sheet of the Gra. The Gra says that if you didn't say it during the day, you have still a night to say it until you go to sleep. Halacha lemaisa, we try to say it in the morning before davening. But if someone did not say it before davening, they should try to say it before chatzos. They did not say it before chatzos, and then they can say it the rest of the day. But if they have to, they can say it on the Gra. They can still say it by night. But again, a person should try to say it in the morning before chatzos. One more need before we go further. Does one need to stand when saying Berachas HaShachar or not? So this is a question. If Berachas HaShevach, Berachas Shevach, when we leave Shevach, the Rabban Shlomo, do you need to stand or not? So this may take us back to the Machlokes, the Machab Ramah, if the brachas of Berachas HaShachar are Berachas HaNehenin or Berachas HaShevach. But later Ramah, that you can make the brachas even if you didn't come chayv in them. So then the question is, Zel Chor to Berachas HaShevach. So if it's a Berachas HaShevach, do you need to stand or not? So could you bring a right from over here? In other words, from the Shulchan Aruch or from the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say that you make these brachas as you're getting up. And the first brach you would say standing is Rekha Aretz Amayim. But there were a few brachas you were saying while you were still laying down or sitting up, right? So when you sit up, you make the bracha of Mati Asurim. So you see clearly that the brachas would be able to be said sitting. And it's negated to other brachas HaShevach, like on thundering and lightning. But they also to brachas HaShevach. So the Prima Gadim, it's in Taflam Beis, is mistapik in this suffix itself, and he says he can't bring a raya from over here because keder chanasim mevarchim. Right, like we said, because he says over here these brachas they were masaking them to make it keder chanasim. It could be yeah, could be not. Could be that's the answer. But this is what the Prima Gadim says: he can't bring a raya because it was keder chanasim. In his psicha, he says in Furish, the Berachas HaShevach he allowed to sit, except for Berachas HaLevana. And very interesting raya, because if you take a look at the by Berachas HaLevana, it says over there. I don't know if he brings the raya or not, but it says Oma Baya Hilkach. Hilkach Tzarech Lememra Me'umen. Because of what we just said, how Chashav Berachas Levana is, so therefore you need to say it's standing. It's Mashm only because of this specific reason. If not for this reason, so then Be'etzim Berachas HaShevach, you would be able to say sitting. And Siddi Yavetz, from Rabbi Yaakov Evdin, before Berachas Natani writes, Tzarech Limsa B'yotcha Klal. So the Prima Gadim says that a bracha shevach in his psiche seems to say bracha shevach, you can say sitting. Yaakov Emden writes that you should say shevach vaydoya standing. The question is, what does he do with this raya from Kiddush Levana? But Akobanim, he held that you should do standing. V'shmonesrei, we find that over there the Yishas stand v'shmonesrei, and even if you'll be mechavin better sitting, still you should stand, and it could be someone who sits might not be yotze over there. There's a discussion about that v'shmonesrei, but v'shmonesrei the chara is different. So there the masakin that you should stand. But the question is in the Yavitz, that's the question. Does the Yavitz mean that Berach Shevach you have to stand? You're not Yitz if you sit? Or he's just saying it's more Mahuddha to stand. And then the Raya from Kish Levana will be answered. But it says Hilkach Tzarech. Meaning if he's just saying it's like a Hiddah to stand, so then we understand by Kish Levana, over here you need to stand. Tzarech Levana. Like Shimon Esrei, like by Shimon Esrei, we find that over there you need to stand. That could be a pshat, and could be that's the Kabbalah and the Prima Gadim also. It says you can sit, doesn't mean that you have to sit. Means you're allowed to sit, but Abadah will agree that it's better to stand. Perhaps. Agabarim halacha l'maisa. Again, there are different writings back and forth to the Shiloh. The different minhag. It seems that the Sephardim are known to sit. Is that true? By Bechas HaShacha? As opposed to Ashkenazim, Ashkenazim are known to stand. I did see B'Shem of Chaim Kanievsky that he said that someone asked him, this is the meaning by Ashkenazim to stand. He wrote, he doesn't know of such a meaning to stand by Ashkenazim. But, Shem Zalman, it's brought down from the Shem Shem Zalman that when you make the bracha on the thunder and lightning, you do not need to stand. And sometimes it's a chumrah mevila day to that. Why? Because while you're getting ready to stand up, it's already you're losing the tachtei diba from the thunder and lightning, which is a shalah if you could. However, the Yashav did say that it's a hiddur to stand, and if you'll be mechaber better sitting, then it's just, you don't need to stand. So again, bottom line is that there seems to be a difference in the hugging whether you need to stand or sit by Berachas HaShacha, and in general, we just spoke about whether by Berachas HaShevach you need to sit or stand. There's definitely a hinder if you stand. Okay, Mr. Chairman, we'll continue.